This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. O Muslims, Eid al-Fitr has arrived after 30 days of fasting, prayer, charity, dua, recitation of the Quran. O Allah, to you belongs all praise. O Allah, to you belongs all praise. So what is required for us is to show gratitude for this great blessing. In this brief khutbah, I hope to share three actions that we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the conclusion of this month, and also share in the second khutbah two quick recommendations inshaAllah ta'ala. At the conclusion of Ramadan, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him and we seek His forgiveness. These are the three actions. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Allah, we make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him and we seek His forgiveness. As for glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first, it is by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. We recognize that even with the happiness of this experience, of us breaking our fast and eating during the daytime, and being able to proceed and to do that which was normally prohibited during daylight hours, that even greater than that is our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is grander and greater than our food, our drink, and our desires. And He is greater in our esteem. And that is why, even on this day of Eid, after 30 days of intense worship, that we left sleeping in, and we came out early, and we separated from our beds and our homes, and we separated from our wealth, by still after giving sadaqah all throughout the month of Ramadan, that we continued to separate with our wealth on this day, and to give zakat, zakatul fitr, for the sake of Allah. And we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He legislated for us. And we show gratitude to Allah, that He legislated for us this religion, and these beautiful acts of worship, that purify our souls and discipline them, and through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises our ranks and forgives us our sins. For whoever fasts one day for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distances them from the hellfire 70 autumns. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for the mankind. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so complete the period and glorify Allah for what He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful. And so the month of Ramadan is a month that needs to lead us to gratitude. And what does showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look like? What does showing gratitude upon the culmination of experiencing a great blessing like the month of Ramadan, what does that look like? I'll give you a very simple task, and that is that you carry yourself after receiving a spiritual blessing, that you do not carry yourself like you didn't receive it. That whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a spiritual blessing, like having the ability to fast 30 days, like having the ability to pray these nights, like having the ability to read the Quran, like having the ability to give charity, that you don't carry yourself after the culmination of this great blessing like you never received it. And so when a person has received the blessing of the month of Ramadan, that they are better. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we would be better after Ramadan than we were before Ramadan, and even during Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. That we carry ourselves as if we have received this great gift of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we learn sincerity and taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fasting only for Him and Him being our only audience. We learn discipline and sacrifice by refraining from things that are halal today that we avoided during the daylight hours of the past 30 days. We learn that we can pray in the masajid, that we can carve out time to read the Quran, that we can carve out time to pray in the night, that we can prioritize worship and spending time breaking bread with our families and our community. And we saw what was difficult at the beginning of the month become easy when we became accustomed to it. But not only showing gratitude for spiritual blessings, we don't only show gratitude for spiritual blessings, but we also show gratitude for physical blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recounts the blessings on the people of Quraysh And he says, "Allāhi at'amahum min jū'in wa āmanahum min khawf." The one who gave them security from their fear and gave them food from their hunger. And as we see many places in the world going through the threat, going through the threat of man-made famine and war like Gaza and Sudan, or persecution like Kashmir and Burma and Syria and China, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them safety and security and to replace everything that has been taken from them with that which is better. We also show gratitude to Allah that today we have food, today we have shelter, and today we have security. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to show gratitude towards it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you show gratitude, I will increase you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatens that those who do not show gratitude for His blessings might have them taken away. When He says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah sets forth the example of a society which was safe and at ease, receiving its provision in abundance from all directions. But it disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. It met it with ingratitude. And so Allah made them taste the clutches of hunger and fear for their misdeeds. And number three, we glorify Allah, we show gratitude to Allah, and we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. At the culmination of Ramadan, we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And this is something that we learn, that after all of our greatest deeds, that we actually seek Allah's forgiveness. When you're done with salah, you say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. In fact, even when you're proceeding from the mountain of Arafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ. Go forward from where the people have gone forward and seek Allah's forgiveness. We seek Allah's forgiveness. And beautifully, in the last 10 nights, when Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet, if I experience Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? He said, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فعفو عني. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness and I seek your pardon. Because what we offer, whatever it is that we offer of acts of worship, we recognize that there are human deficiencies. We recognize that what we are offering is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves. We recognize that everything that we offer is short of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur and majesty. And so we offer what we offer and we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And whoever knows Allah and His love, forgiveness and mercy will always seek His forgiveness, because they will know that Allah is forgiving and loving and merciful. So make a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days and show gratitude to Allah and seek forgiveness from Him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu al-ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu ala rasulillah. As for the three brief recommendations, the first is that you continue in worship, that we all continue in worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that's reported by Muslim, that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and follows it with 6 days of Shawwal, it will be as if they fasted the entire year. And so fasting 6 days in this month of Shawwal will give you the reward, because good deeds are multiplied by 10. And so if you fasted 30 days of Ramadan, it is like you fasted 300. And if you add another 6 days, it's like you fasted the entire year. And so we continue. We don't stop our worship in Shawwal, but we continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also part of worship is giving your zakat. Yes, after I gave so much charity in Ramadan, I still give zakatul fitr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is obligatory on every member of your family, and is recommended even for the fetus that is in the womb of their mother, that they also give $10. You can give it inshallah ta'ala after we leave the salah. But continuing worship is the first. The second is to make, and I implore all of the parents, to make Eid special for your family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he was asked, أحب الأعمال إلى الله, and he said, سرورٌ تدخل على مسلم, happiness that you bring to a Muslim. I urge the parents here that they don't treat Eid like it's a regular day for their family members. We're already raising our children in a non-Muslim society where the holidays are big and spectacular and filled with all sorts of packaging, beautiful packaging, whether it is songs, whether it is colors, whether it is gifts, whether it is lights. And so Eid can't simply be a day where they are woken up early, they come to a place to pray, they put their shoes in a bag, and then their parents go back to work. Make sure that you spend this day making your brother, your children happy, making your family happy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved action to Allah is happiness that you bring to a Muslim. And how much more beloved is it to Allah when that happiness that you are bringing is not only a Muslim, but it is your family members? And how much more so when it is the family members that you are raising? So take the time, carve out time, take the day off. Make sure that you spend time with your family on these blessed days and that you make them special. And then number three, let this year be a year that you change. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that we need to be the change that we want to see in this world. The world is better when the Muslim community is stronger. When we are guided by the Quran and Sunnah, we become reflectors of those divine lights upon humanity. When we make our community stronger, we make the Ummah stronger. Let us continue to invest in each other, support each other, uplift each other, be loyal to each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, la yadhlimuhu, wa la yukdhibuhu, wa la yuslimuhu, wa la yahqiruhu." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. They don't belie them. They don't belittle them. They don't oppress them. They don't surrender them." The world needs your voice, a voice that is guided by the Quran and Sunnah. And the world needs your talent. Let this be a year that you vote, and you can register to vote at the tables outside. Make yourself present. Let this be the year that you commit to learning the deen properly. In a world that is seeking happiness, Islam is what provides happiness to humanity in this life and the next. Let this be the year that you volunteer for programs outside of yourself. Let this be the year that you study harder and smarter, realizing that the programs that you qualify for today will put you in a stronger position to serve the Ummah tomorrow. Let this be the year that you invest time in your family, recognizing that it's the building brick of society. Brothers and sisters, to conclude, Ramadan has always been a great season of victory. And the greatest victory is that which we win over our own desires and the stinginess of our souls. There are thousands, if not millions, of people who point to Ramadan in their life where they transformed into the person that they became, where they ascended and became greater, better, and never looked back. Let this Ramadan be your ascension, and may we all be better because we were given the blessing of experience it. Allahumma ighfir lana wa ma nasina wa ma akhtana wa aqsarna wa wadhnabna fi Ramadan wa kullu thalika indina. وارحم وبارك وتقبل واجزي واجزل لنا المثوبة على ما كان منا من عمل صالح وكل ذلك بيديك والفضل إليك فاللهم هذا منك وإليك. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد. اللهم أرحم إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، لا سيما في فلسطين والهند والصين والبرمة، والطف بالمهجورين والطف بالمهجرين والمظلومين في السودان وسوريا والعراق، وادرأ نار الحرب والفتنة بين المسلمين والعالم أجمع، وألف بين القلوب. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وأهلينا وبارك لنا في أموالنا وأعمالنا وأعمارنا وذرياتنا وجاريتنا، وبارك اللهم في بلدنا وارفع عنا الغلاء والوباء وكل شر، يا عفو يا غفور. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا، سبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سليما كثيرا، وكل عام وأنتم بخير، وتقبل الله منا ومنكم.